Wow, great win, great team win. So excited for the guys and for the coaches. We've got a really fun group to be around right now. And whether it's in meeting rooms like we're here or out in the practice field or at the hotel, we got a bunch of guys that believe, a bunch of guys that love each other, a bunch of guys that challenge each other to be great every day. We continue to challenge the guys to raise the temperature of the expectations around here. And couldn't be happier with us beating a really good West Virginia team. West Virginia is doggone good. I've got so much respect for Neil Brown. He's a great coach. They have physical players. They're really athletic, and our guys just found a way. It wasn't pretty all the time, but we found a way, and we capitalized on some things, whether it was a block punt, big kick return. We were able to get a couple of turnovers. All those things played into it. But just a fun group right now to be around. We've won four in a row. And that's really tough to do. I don't care what the competition is. It's four in a row in this league, is a heck of a lot of fun, and, excited for the guys.
Walk us through your decision to go for that fourth down in midfield in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we had not done a great job of stopping those guys late in that third quarter. And, I thought we'd get something on the third down. I don't know if it was third and 14 or third and 15. And I said, Mess, we're going to go for it on fourth down. And luckily, their kid got hurt. So then we were able to – not luckily he got hurt. It's a bad way to frame that. You guys understand what I'm trying to say. The fact that we got a chance to regroup for a moment and be able to get the play we wanted, get the personnel we wanted. I hope the young man's okay. But without question, I didn't hesitate. I looked at Skyler and I said, this is yours. What do you like? What do you like? Because we've got to get a first down. We didn't come here to try to hang on to win. We came here to try to win the football game. And he absolutely ripped a seam route to Sammy Wheeler. I'm so pleased for Sammy. Made two big-time catches that I know of today, that one and then the one in the end zone. And it was a turning point of the game, without question. And I'm glad that the guys believe in each other and believed in me that they were going to get that call and roll with it.
Skyler and Sammy connected twice on two big plays today. What is it about there?
You know, Sammy just keeps getting better and better, and he's staying healthy this year, knock on wood. I thought the touchdown catch in the pass that Sky threw to him in the end zone was a huge play. It was a third down, third and goal from the four, and we kind of give a little bit of a play-action look, and he beats the guy inside, and Skyler's got to throw a bullet that's low, and Sammy's got really good hands and made a big play. And I love Sammy's confidence, and it's cool that Sky has so much confidence in him to be able to make that kind of play. But those were two huge plays.
How much pressure does it take off you and your team when you open both halves and your first possession being touchdown?
Well, we've emphasized it an awful lot. And, I take that a step further, Fitz, in the fact of they won the toss and took the football and we got a stop. And I thought that was really big that we were able to get the stop. There was a little bit of wind out there. So we took the wind in the first quarter and we got a big stop. And then I thought we had a great scheme just pounding the football at him on the first drive to get the score. And then we get another stop, and we'd kind of doctored up this punt block all week that we thought we could get, and we had one chance at getting it. And how about Ty Bowman, young freshman from Kansas, and makes a big-time play. And then Marvin Martin has the wherewithal not to dive on it but to pick it up and score. So a great start to the game, getting 14 quick points.
And how big of a problem was Letty Brown?
Yeah,
he's an exceptional player. He has got 20 rushes for 90 yards. If that's what he was going to have before the game, I probably would have been okay with it. He had a long of 23, probably because we missed some tackles. He bounces off some guys, but averages 4 yards per attempt. He's a terrific running back, and we knew that he was going to be a focal point because when he is, they're successful. But I thought we probably got them to throw the ball quite a bit more than probably they wanted to, and the turnovers were huge for us.
How much improved is the confidence since maybe even the first half involved?
Oh, it's belief, confidence, and expectation. Those are the three kind of terms we've kind of come up with in these last 4 weeks is have confidence that you know the plan, you can execute the plan, have belief in yourself, belief in each other, and then let's raise the expectations every week. And I never thought the guys thought there's any chance we were going to lose this football game. And to those kids that have been here 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever, this was a big-time win because they hadn't had a whole lot of success in their career here. I always look at it as game by game, year by year. and they got after us last year. And it was really important that to our older kids that we found a way to beat these guys.
How do you think your secondary played?
You know, I thought we did some really good things. They've got some tremendous wide receivers. They've got great length. They've got size. They got a quarterback that can get them the football. I was impressed with a bunch of them. We kept them out of getting a huge play. I know they had one 30-yarder or something, but we didn't give up a big-time explosive play. You know, they had a couple of RPOs that they got on us. That's going to happen. But we also made a big-time play in getting a pick on an RPO.
And then Duke Vaughn, you know, had another really good game on the ground, rushing for almost 130 yards. Can you attribute that?
You know, it's a pretty quiet 130 yards. And I know he had a long run of 38. We ran some different plays with him out of some bigger packages, 22 personnel packages. But hats off to the offensive line and tight ends and fullbacks. I thought – guys like Jackson Ean blocked really well, and I thought Nick Leonard's had another terrific game. He got one of our Hammer Awards because Nick Leonard's just, you know, puts his hard hat on and blocks a point of attack and does a phenomenal job. And, you know, for us to be able to rush the football like that against a really good team, and once again, we didn't turn it over, and I thought that was critical.
I wanted to extend a little bit on the secondary with Yeast getting the interception on the tip there and making a big pass defense in the first half as well. And Sutherfield making some plays as well in the run game. How big is it when those guys set the tone for you?
Yeah. Both those guys have a ton of energy, and they play with a ton of confidence. And I thought on the flea flicker, that was as good a play as I'd seen. They had a touchdown, and Russ came through and knocked it away. We were so happy we have Russ Yeast on this team. And then Reggie, man, he just finds ways to make plays. Not the biggest guy. He's got the biggest heart, that's for sure. Makes some big-time tackles for loss, and he's the energy out there for us. He's one, I think, that got the fumble recovery late in the fourth quarter. But love those two guys.
The Big 12 has some good offenses, obviously. You hold them 17 points, 10 points, 12 points over the last three games. What can you say about your defense?
Doing some better things. We're bending but not breaking. People are moving the football. These guys had 345 yards, which isn't a great output, but it's pretty productive. But to hold them, the points are what matters. You know, they had some drives against us, and we were able to get some stops, forced a field goal. They missed a field goal at one time. You know, if we can hold people under 20 points, you always feel like we have a chance. And just simplifying the things like we have the last three and a half plus games has really helped us.
What have you seen with your offense in the second half or last few games that's really been clicking here?
You know, we emphasize a little bit more with how we do some practice things by going some good on good and putting the defense first and making the offense sit and then put the offense out there and kind of emphasize it's the start of the second half. Part of it is some of the play calling. We're doing some really good things play calling. And then, you know, when you flip the field like we do with Malik's return, that was a huge play to be able to get the momentum going so we can get a touchdown there. But the belief and the confidence these guys are playing with offensively is fun to watch.
What factor in are you coming out double tight and triple tight on the one play?
Just trying to run it in between the guard and tackles, trying to run it A-gap, B-gap, because I think this is a really tough defense, as long as athletic as they are, to get around the edge. We didn't run as many jet sweep series and stuff, and we thought we could probably come downhill at them. And that's something we haven't done in the last few weeks. And, you know, like even on the touchdown play, you know, we run a quick toss out of big people, and Skyler kind of blocks the backside. But, you know, those are things that we did in 2019 that we have some guys on the O-line that we've got to probably get back to a little bit more, because it sets some play action up as well. But it's somewhat of an attitude with our offensive line. They want to run the football.
And can you comment on Eli Huggins' play?
Yeah, Eli continues to play great football against this is a really good offensive line, and I thought Eli played one of his best games.
Coach, Daniel Green, two targeting penalties earlier in the season. He had one that they called today, yeah, and ended up reversing it. Just what's your reaction when there is a play?
Well, you know, I don't know how it's all seen. You know, we try to emphasize it with Daniel. Nothing's malicious in it. Was happy that they saw that as well, that he probably grazed the guy. Something we're going to continue to talk about. But happy we were able to keep him in the game. I thought there was an easy targeting penalty on Skyler. You know, that's frustrating. That's 3 weeks in a row. We've gotten our quarterback hit late, and our guys are rallying behind him. I can promise you that.
Kind of touched on it, where I was going to go with my next question, but along with the targeting penalty, and then he was hit out of bounds. There was not a penalty called on that one. Just how frustrating.
I didn't think that one should have been called. I don't think that was a big deal. I was fine with that, actually. The other one, I'm glad they called it. They saw it, and it's frustrating without question. But you control what you can control, and that's your players, your team, and the next play. Our guys settled in and did some good things after that.
I'm pretty sure Skylar Thompson hasn't thrown an incomplete pass on third down in the fourth quarter yet this season. What do you think about that?
Well, he's a confident guy, and there's probably a couple of fourth down throws as well. And once again, it was tough sledding there today. He's 14 of 19 for 138 yards. Not huge statistics, but very efficient football. And made a couple of really good throws when we had to have good throws. And he's just really confident out there. He made a big time run too, on that last drive. I think we had third and five, and we were debating on if we were going to kick the field goal, and we called it, and then we were calling in the headset. He's going to have to keep this one, and he was able to keep it, get the first down, and probably killed the rest of the clock off that they had to use their timeouts.
So I think you guys are up to 12 or 14 on fourth down conversions now this season. In general, why do you think you guys have been so good at that situation?
Trust, the fact that we get usually 9 to 10 possessions a game, 9 to 11 possessions a game. And so, unless it's a situation, and I would have gone for it on fourth down when we threw the screen pass to Deuce, and we end up losing 6 yards on it. Now, it ended up being a good deal because we pinned them down to the 5, but then we ended up being fourth and 18 or something. We couldn't do that. But I've got a lot of confidence and trust in Skyler, in our offense, in Coach Mess, and the plan that we can get another set of chains and stuff. It keeps their offense on the sideline. It chews up another 3 or 4 minutes typically. And, we came into this game trying to win it, and that's what we decided on the 4th and 8. We're not going to try to hang on and see if we can beat these guys. We said we needed to try to win it. And I know the guys were happy that we made the decision to go for it on 4th.
Chris, I know you said the last 2 weeks in the weekly press conference that you don't care about talking about streaks, wins or losses in that regard. Did you sense any extra sense of relief from these seniors and these players who just experienced so many losses against West Virginia finally to win?
I'm sure of that. But the emphasis throughout the week that the kids put on it, that the older guys put on it, that the older guys held each other accountable to the standard we have right now, and the expectation to watch more film, to get in and understand the game plan, to meet with the quarterback, meet with the secondary guys, whatever you want to say, so that we're prepared. Because this was a big game. I saw those guys on Friday, and the focus in their eyes, the J-Max and Skylar's and Noah's and guys that have been Fletch, that have been here for a long time. This was a big, big game for them. And, we probably emphasized a little bit too. I don't even know when the heck the last time it was that K-State won. I don't pay attention to that other than when the kids say, we haven't beaten these guys. Okay, let's add some emphasis to it. And you don't want to do that all week long, so you got to worry about the process of it.